I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, well, that was fun, and now it's going to change. Willard and Dibs.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Wow. Ross Tucker coming up at 1 o'clock, NFL Odyssey Insider. He'll tell it like it is.
What if I told you I'm excited for Ross? I'm excited for every guest. We've been having some
guests. I'm excited for Ross, too. Boy, does he have a sharp tongue. You know, usually those national announcers, they'll be like, there's a play where this guy Ringo just turned his back on the play. You know, somebody might say, he misread that one. Yeah. And they took advantage of it. Ross is like, what is he doing?
Dude.
He turned his back. Brutal.
I listened to that game, Stoney. I was watching it, but I will get to Niners and Eagles.
The other thing he did.
Go ahead, because I got to share this.
They ran a replay of the Philadelphia defense. They had a play, and then they ran a defense. Ross goes, all right, check this out. Look at number 59. Look at number 59. Look how tired he is.
That's a two.
It was.
He got him down.
Pretty amazing.
Can I just, I got a bone to pick with Evan.
Yeah.
He comes in during the break, and we got this movie club. Very astute, you know, and we share opinions on movies. Steiny, Evan just confessed to me because I brought up a Casino, Robert De Niro, reference. He's never seen the movie Casino. Look at him right now. Just look at him. Just give him a look.
It is a glaring gap in my catalog. My defense.
That hurts me.
My defense
this
is
makes it worse.
Number one, didn't grow up in that age. Number two, I do struggle with movies longer than 2.5 hours.
But you're a reader. You don't put a book down because it's long. You're like, bring it on.
I take breaks.
Oh,
so
that bothers me from Ian Demerit.
Well, I'm going to make E feel a little better.
Oh, boy.
I've never seen that thing start to finish. I've seen
it. So you've never seen it?
I've seen it 100 times, like 5 minutes at a time.
Stop,
I feel like
God.
I know every scene and some of the dialogue.
Joe Pesci on line one. Sharon Stone. Anyway, I want new coworkers.
I feel like I've seen every other Joe Pesci movie aside from Casino.
Oh, boy.
What was the one?
There's a bunch.
He was in that Marissa Tomei, I think, got the Oscar.
Oh, where he was the lawyer?
Yeah.
Something about
Fred Gwynn was the judge, I believe.
I have no idea.
Back
get
to the
title.
Niners.
Yeah, get boy. The title for it.
I know she won an Oscar for it.
I think she did too. All right, here's what we're doing.
My cousin Vinny.
Yeah, my cousin.
No,
Vinny.
I seen that one. Didn't
all right,
know.
We got full lines. Let's get some people.
Damn, they are full.
Do we know this? Filmo Mike called WIP in Philly?
Oh, my goodness. Do we have
I
it?
Know he did last year. He said he was going to do it this year, so I believe yes.
Woo! Mike, light him on fire.
You know what?
This is from today.
Well, we got Filmo on our line.
Do you want to play his call first and then go to Filmo?
I would like
ask
that.
Him?
I would
let's
like
do
that.
Do a post-game presser.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, let's do that. So I'm going to say Tony, Dennis, Marcus, Frank.
Hold on.
I'll get with you in
we
a
got
second.
You.
So apparently our very own Filmo Mike
baby.
Called WIP, which is the sister station of ours in Philadelphia, Eagles station. And I don't know what this is. I'm going to assume that it's been edited and cleaned up, but here's Filmo Mike calling into WIP yesterday.
Sells a Niners fan the line. Mike,
yes,
what's up, buddy?
I forgot about this guy.
Yeah,
what's
me
up,
too.
Man?
Mike, what's up, dog?
What's going on?
And I'm reporting live from San Francisco, man. I think we got y'all, man.
Stop.
I really do.
Damn, Mike, you up kind of early, dog, ain't you?
I really think we
Mike,
got
Kevin,
y'all.
Mike, you've seen this defense you guys are bringing here. You guys are cooked. Come on.
We cooked? Mm-hmm. How we cooked? And y'all can't even run the ball.
Mm. Well, we can't run the ball against good defenses. Your defense. I mean,
you stop the run.
Yeah, this defense you guys are bringing in here. I mean, you guys are signing guys off the street. Kaiser White, he was here years ago. Stinks.
Yeah. That's true. Mm-hmm. But y'all still can't run the ball. And I think if we get a 10-0 lead in Philadelphia, y'all fans are going to go, you know, get crazy. And it's going to be a problem, man. And then when Brock Purdy gets the cooking, what you going to do? George Kittle gets the cooking, then what you going to do? Panic season all in Philly.
You don't sound confident, Mike. I mean, you're saying
that that was so contrived.
I don't feel it. I think you know your team.
Now, you
is
know
it,
what it was?
It's a cute
you know
story.
What it was? I was in a passport office. I'm trying to get my passport. I'm going to Columbia. Hold on. So that's why. Y'all weak as hell, man. Y'all not that good.
So
you guys are very fugazi, and your coach sucks. You're going to be a bombs over Baghdad. So I could be out there chilling. You know, it's my friend's bachelor party. So we're going to have a lot of fun, man.
Oh, right.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to relax after the Niners season.
No, hey, Mike, I've had friends that go to Columbia. I know what y'all going to do.
I'm looking at it.
I know what's going on.
Man, I'm just going to have fun.
Yeah, I know, of course you are.
Where I'm at, so I can't say I'm going to the beach. So I ain't going to say that. But I'm just going to have fun.
All right.
You feel me? Hopefully, the Niners had just won us because I'm leaving
Super
right
Bowl.
After the Super Bowl.
I mean,
Mike,
you could leave tomorrow. There's no Super Bowl this year. Mike, we love you, man. Safe trip. Hope the passport
works
out.
Yeah, man, have a good one, man.
Yeah, I mean,
that's right, pretty that good. Was Filmo Mike good. Yesterday on WIP.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, that was this morning. So let's bring in Filmo Mike,
baby.
The San Francisco correspondent. What's up, Filmo?
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah,
did you
get your passport?
Yeah, I got my passport.
Nice.
Hey, it's crazy. You go to the passport office, and if it's set up right, you can get it same day or next day.
Wow.
So shout out to the passport office. Yeah, it's a thing, man. It's a real thing.
I got a question.
Being in America,
where is a passport office
here?
But what's it
so
called?
They only have like two or three in the whole state of California. So they have one in L.A. and they got one in San Francisco on Golden Gate Avenue.
Oh, okay, that's what I was asking.
Wow.
You go to the Philip and Salsa Federal Building and get your thing on the third floor.
I got you,
Mike. Real quick before you go, I'm gonna steal a line from Bonte. I'm gonna give you. I scored that a 10 AU. That was a 10 A round.
What you mean?
You in the car with the Philly host. 10-8.
With WIP?
Yeah, yes, sir. 10-8.
You know what? I was in the office, so I couldn't really yell.
Yeah.
And so once I got a chance to say my stuff, they allowed me to say my stuff. But Nahegan's from – you and Nahegan's from Philly or the Pennsylvania, right?
Well, he's not from Philly originally.
He lived there, though.
He's from Chicago, but he worked in Philly.
Okay, well, check this out. One thing I do appreciate about WIP, your sister station, they don't cut their callers off. And their callers call every day. Vice President of Hate, Lucas Alexander.
Oh.
They're allowed to call every day. So, yeah, I don't know what that's all about. But certain times of the year, you should not put a muzzle on me, Jan, Grandpa, Daddy. Let us call every day.
Mike, does that happen? Mike, does that happen?
Oh, yeah. It's a rule. It's a rule. You can't call. You can't call, Phil.
Oh, my God.
What are you talking about? Can't call. These guys are dirty. Willard be saying anything on the radio. He talks every day, all day.
I mean,
and I can't call 2 days in a row for 30 seconds. Hey, I love Willard, though. Willard be tripping with that Brandon Belt taking.
Filmo, in fairness, there are a lot of charismatic callers in the Philadelphia area that can pull a number. I'm not sure you can pull a number out here in the Bay.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to keep it real. Those callers in Philadelphia, they are charismatic, but they fit.
Just made
they
it
fit.
Up.
Philly. If you put them callers in Atlanta, Georgia, they would not relate. They can't relate. You got some guy on there, I forgot his name, but he's like a big dime. He got a big dime voice. He's a dork. He sounds like a prototypical Philadelphian.
Oh.
Then you got a guy, he stays out there in New Jersey. I don't know, so many New Jersey people love like Philadelphia. But anyway, he stays out there. He's a Cowboy fan. Cowboy John or something like that. WIP. And Guru, you be listening to WIP too. They got some good radio. I give it to them. They got good radio.
We love passion.
Hey,
Phil,
thanks,
Mike.
Buddy. Appreciate it.
Hey, real quick, Mike, where you watching? Oh, you gone, huh? Where you think he's watching the game? No, next week.
I thought he was leaving before the game, and he said he was going to watch it down there. Maybe I'm mistaken.
Oh,
I didn't hear what
did
he said.
Did you get that from him, Evan?
No, I really just wanted to know what time he woke up to get to the passport office, because it sounded like he called into the morning show.
And what did I miss? I need to live a little bit. What's going on? What's up with Columbia? Like, what did Mike, the guy say?
Mike just told WIP in that clip we heard that he's going to Columbia. That's why he was in the passport office. I've heard a lot about Columbia. Yes. And like the guy in Philly, I know why Mike's going.
Me too.
Mike's going to have fun.
There you go. Are the Niners? And do we know when they leave? Are they already there?
They probably. I don't know what they do. I tell you what.
No, seriously.
I'm fascinated by how. I actually am fascinated by when teams get into the opposing town.
Gotcha.
And when other teams go into the opposing town. Who the hell did I hear?
Because you got to practice at the field. That'd be tomorrow.
Somebody went to. I want to say there was a team. I know it. There was a team that went to London this year.
All right.
And let's say the game was at 1 o'clock London time. They got there at like the day before for one day, played the game, and were gone.
Wow. They didn't enjoy it, huh?
And there was like some other of those NFL teams, they'll practice there the whole week. So I don't know. I think the Niners would probably leave tomorrow, or, you know, 9 o'clock to get there around dinner time on Saturday.
Yeah, or maybe, don't you have the walkthrough the day before, which would be tomorrow?
Yeah.
So maybe they leave tonight.
You know what? Ross Tucker will be able to answer those questions because he played in the league.
And the morning show had our guy on, Grant Cohn. We saw, remember we chopped it up with him in
How
Vegas.
Was he?
I missed it. I'll go on Odyssey app and listen.
All right. Let's go to Marcus. Marcus is in the 707. Hey, Marcus, how you doing?
Good.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
How are you doing?
Hey.
So I got a statement and a couple questions. That last game against Seattle, I mean, that was like a one-off. I mean, the two games before, the whole 10 touchdowns, Brock Purdy's on fire, we're clicking. Everybody was like, we're ready for the playoffs. We're trying to get the number one seed. I got that. But then we fall off, everyone thinks, you know, 49er fans against Seattle, but that's a divisional opponent. I get that. But let's say, my question is, what if we go into Philadelphia in 31-10? Are we giving credit to Kyle Shanahan and the offense? I knew we had it in us. And if we lose and get out, is it against our defense, against, you know, or if we win?
I got you, Marcus. You're breaking up, so sorry about that.
That's been you and I all week. Yeah. And now Willard, because we're in the same line. I want to put Evan in there a little bit, but you and the boss are lock and step. But it's okay. Nobody's wrong. But, Steiny, I mean, my gosh, if they beat Philly in the offs, win or go home, which Seattle wasn't. You still had a ninth life, both teams. But if somehow, if they look like they did against Chicago, or let's just say that, hell yeah, we're going to come in here and say, man, they really did that, because these not only were the defending champs, you got a defense with a secondary that's, I mean, good Lord, Jalen Carter, this is a damn good defense. So you wouldn't have a problem if anybody, for that matter, came in here and said, Kyle and the offense did that.
Did what? What
happened? If they have a good showing against a damn good Eagle defense in the playoffs on the road.
Yeah, it would mean the Seattle game was an outlier, but we're going to have Seattle next, so we're going to have to figure them out right away and think about doing something differently than we did last week. If the 49ers win this game, it basically makes their season. That's the way I look at it. It'll validate the season. It'll put on display that this was a pretty good football team despite all its warts. And sometimes I think, well, Stein, it's just one game.
But that's where I was coming back.
That's what football is.
Right.
One game. And yes, the difference between a win and a loss might be questions about Purdy going into the offseason as no questions about Purdy heading into the offseason. So I do think, you know, for the fan base, there is a lot at stake in terms of how you're going to view this team and the way this season went.
Right. And you know where I'm at, but I want to throw this to you. Tell me what you think. What if I told you all, I'm concerned about the Niners' future moving forward already before I sit down with my nacho cheese and heat it up with my chips and my drink? What if I told you that already? Do you have a problem with that? Or are you like, Goo, how can you say that without seeing what transpires this game, the next week? But I'm just telling you, I think we already see in totality where the Niners got to get better, if they can get better. And that includes Ayuk, all the stuff, Stani. I'm already there. Like, I know it's not for today. You got the Eagles, but I'm concerned already with before even seeing what happens. And they could win, and I still wouldn't change.
I mean,
what if you lose Saleh, you know?
Now,
that's another one, but that's a small one, but it's a little big small one.
I mean, whether they win or lose, we know they need receivers.
Okay. Got you.
But
Trent Williams, what's up with him?
Trent's going to be an issue, win or lose. You know, I mean, and this is kind of what I'm talking about. Like, if the 49ers lose, we got to start, is Trent Williams going to retire? If the 49ers lose, okay, where's McCaffrey at now heading into next season?
With you.
What can we expect of McCaffrey?
Bosa wasn't already getting to the quarterback for my liking, but now how's he going to be coming back? Fred, you know, thing with Michael Williams, all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you start talking about, to me, and I think fans, tell me if you agree with this. We kind of know. We've known all along the strengths and weaknesses of this team, right? They struggle to run the ball. They've struggled to stop the run. Right now, they're down receivers, but somehow they managed to go 12-5.
Wow.
So we know they've got an upgrade in the offseason, but here's what I'm saying. We start talking about everything they're lacking now. They're going to need a couple more receivers. What are we going to do with Trent Williams? Like, that's where I feel like
Now's not the time.
Like an excuse in the making, and that's where I think that's where some 49er fans would say, why all the doom and gloom? You know, they have a chance to completely validate their season and go into the offseason with their head held high. But if they lose this game, they're just the nature of the beast. There's going to be a lot of questions.
You know what? And I think the score is 2-0 right now. In regard, you said we had full phone lines, and we still do. But I want to challenge Niner fans, 888-957-9570. If you think the Niners can win this game outright, call us and tell us why. But, Stani, what about – tell me if I sound like a hater. I'm being honest. I want to know. What do you feel like the Niners' window is more open than it's been or more closer to it being shut? And I guess that's what I didn't convey to you, and that's how I'm feeling.
Well, this game, I think, will help determine that, honestly. And that's kind of maybe what I've been trying to dig at the whole week is, if you lose this game, you will have lost two games to two really good teams.
Man.
That's got to be sobering. And then as an organization, you've got to say, yeah, we were 12-5. But we still might only be the 12th or 14th best team in the league because there's still a gap between us and the best. You go into Philly and win a game, then that game against Seattle just becomes isolated.
Wow, man.
And
wow.
It's not a trend heading into the offseason.
Man,
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis is in San Francisco. Hey, Dennis, how you doing?
Morning, guys. Yeah, I really liked Fillmore Mike's phone call. I know the Fillmore. My grandfather had a bar on Fillmore and Eddie.
Nice.
Uh-oh. To call the Fillmore. Yeah. He had five bars in town, and one of them was in Fillmore and Eddie.
Wow.
And they used to call, ask Fillmore Mike this, they used to call the Fillmore the Mo.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Mo Money.
Yeah, but, Yeah, yeah. But anyway, you know, listening to you guys this morning, I think, too, if we are going to have any chance in this game, we're going to have to be able to protect Purdy. And, you know, we didn't do it. We did a horrible job that in the Seattle game. And we'll have to try to contain the run. But what you guys, what you were saying just earlier, Guru, about where do we go from here?
Yeah.
I'm worried about the Niners, too, because it's kind of like the Warriors, you know. They need a lot, you know. Just getting Bosa and Warner back next season, that's not going to shore up the defense completely. It's going to help, but we have a long way to go. We need wide receivers. First of all, the most important position on the field is quarterback. So why isn't Shanahan getting offensive linemen to protect that quarterback? You know what I mean? And that's what they need to upgrade the O-line. They need a lot of help, you know. And hopefully, we'll see what happens Sunday. But I'm not optimistic about them winning. But I'm hoping they win. But you know, I just the way that the defense is so banged up and you know, not really able to stop a whole lot the last few games. So I just, you know, maybe Philly's offense is going to be down and hopefully we can do okay. But, you know, I hope they win, but I'm not overly
optimistic. Hey, Dennis, where are you watching? How are you watching it? How are you watching the game?
I watch with my two sons.
That's nice.
Awesome, man. Dennis, yeah. My two sons, we watch the ball games together all the time. That's and I, you know, it wouldn't be the same without them.
Wow.
You know?
My heart just quivers.
Well, have a fun weekend, Dennis, and enjoy it. Enjoy the game with your sons. You know, like,
you didn't have a son.
No,
you had three girls.
Yeah, so thank God.
You're a great dad.
Thank God.
You ever?
Nope.
No, seriously.
Have any regrets?
Not one time.
You mean
that? Not one sliver.
But teaching them how to shoot.
I taught them how to shoot.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Nope.
I got you.
Did they want to learn how to shoot?
Well, they not really.
They played soccer and volleyball.
Yeah, they played soccer, but...
So no regrets, huh?
They thought I was going to be like a Marinovich dad if they played basketball.
That's what I
And I tried to tell them at their formative ages. Guys, go Google John Wooden. Right. That's who I'd be like.
Marinovich,
not going to be like Todd Marinovich.
His pop was no
joke. Richard Williams.
Yes. It worked for Richard.
Eldrick Woods, wow. Senior.
Well, he did some bad stuff.
Like... When I look at Purdy and Hurts, yeah. I get they don't match up against each other, but I could absolutely see Purdy playing better than Hurts, but it's going to take a lot of Kyle Shanahan. Like, I want to see Kyle Shanahan, and I don't know how I measure it, but do more stuff than he did last week where it looks like Purdy's got a chance to make a play.
But let me ask you this. Did Purdy play? Because he didn't play bad. No, I don't think. Did he play better than Darnold to you?
No. No, he didn't. I don't think. Now, but it was different because Darnold
was under
had more
duress.
Time.
Yes.
Exactly.
So
he's probably going to be under duress.
That goes out the window if Philly is beaten. You know, if their D-line is getting after Purdy, Donnie, what you want won't materialize because, I mean, you know, pressure make pipes burst, man.
Yeah, I mean...
He was under duress, Brock was, just this last Saturday.
Right. And so, I view it as the head coach's job to either have him play with less duress.
Yeah. Because he came blocked.
Because the line gets better. Yeah. Or guess what? He's probably going to be under duress. So now we've got to counter the fact that they're going to be pinning their ears back or whatever the phrase is when they're coming after Purdy. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Eagles 49ers on Sunday at 1:30. Can't wait here. Also, don't forget Warriors play tonight at Chase Center. Game two of their eight-game homestand, and they play the Sacramento Kings.
I mean, they owe them. We owe Sac.
I mean, talk about not... feeling it. They've won 7 of 10. Does it feel like that?
Can I say it's a little Niner-ish with the schedule if you look at the wins?
Not a bad analogy.
Sorry, Steve.
All right. Ross Tucker coming up at 1 o'clock, Odyssey NFL Insider. That segment was also brought to you by Bay Area Fast Track.